You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. Oh boy, I'm your host, Carson Cunningham. You can find me on Twitter at KOCOCarson. I feel like this is a broken record. I feel like every time the Thunder play, they cannot reach a new low. But here we are, folks. They lose to the Orlando Magic, a team that had lost 9 straight games. We will break down the loss, just how hot is Billy Donovan's seat. We'll talk about all of that. I think Antonio Daniels had a breakout performance on the Thunder postgame TV broadcast. I will play some of his comments that are just fantastic. I think he really hits the nail on the head. He's a fantastic analyst for the Thunder, and something you don't hear on the Thunder airwaves too often is some constructive criticism, and I think he's dead on. So we'll hear all that, and man, we have an exciting show for you, if not a not exciting result for the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Locked On Thunder podcast is brought to you by Print. Go to prnt.co. To get your latest needs for Oklahoma City basketball t-shirts. They have the coolest stuff. They have the Sam Presti's the Real MVP shirt, which is a great shirt. It looks like the old Obama insignia. Sam Presti might be working the phones right now with how poorly the team is playing. I know you're going to be going to some Thunder games even though they're losing, but they have some really cool gear you can try on. It's the Print Company, PRNT. They also can make your own apparel. If you want to design your own Oklahoma City basketball shirt, you want to write some messages that are not so nice about the team right now on a shirt, I don't condone that, but you can create any shirt you want. They do more than just apparel, though, too. They can put any logo or design you want to create on pins, cups, banners, etc. If you want your own apparel, they can order your own custom order of shirts. So if you want to order, whether it's just 5 or 10 or 5 or 1,000, you can get on their website, prnt.co, and do that. And also, there's a promo code for you. It's Locked On, all caps. Go on there. You can get free shipping if you use the Locked On promo code. So again, thanks to Print for sponsoring the show. And let's get right into it, folks. Okay, Thunder lose to the Orlando Magic, another disappointment. Obviously, I think the first half was a bit of an improvement, honestly. They had, they come into this game 3 days off, chance to clear their heads, get right for a Magic team that obviously was very beatable, having lost 3 games in a row. And I did think the first half was an improvement on the Mavericks game. Obviously, anything would be an improvement on the Mavericks game. They scored 81 points. But the fact that the first half was encouraging, even though they turned it over quite a lot, they were still losing by 2 at halftime. And that's when really the doors just completely got blown off by the Orlando Magic. They went 5 minutes without scoring. I believe it was a 26-3 run. Just completely hapless. And you could see the beginnings of... You could really see the beginnings of the unraveling. The warning signs were there. The ball just completely stops moving once again. And that, to me, is ultimately the undoing of this team. They had 3 assists in the second half. They had 14 in the first half. That says it all. When they get set in their ways, they really, really, really get set in their ways. And you saw the results. It's just total disaster. They shoot under 40%. Just a terrible, terrible offensive showing. And they let Aaron Gordon look like Blake Griffin at the peak of his powers. I mean, 40 points for him, 15 rebounds for Aaron Gordon. No answer. So Thunder lose. They've lost 5 of 6 games, and this is where tough questions will need to be answered. I want to talk a lot about Billy Donovan, how much he's to blame versus the players, but immediately after the game, Antonio Daniels comes on the TV broadcast and provides just the best analysis I've heard anywhere, nationally, locally, on the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is... quite honestly, shocking because, I've covered the team since their first year in Oklahoma City, and it's been very apparent the Thunder has a way of doing things. They toe the company line. They never say anything negative about the team whatsoever, even if it's, constructive criticism like this from Antonio Daniels. So it's shocking to see Antonio night in, night out, provide honest analysis. It's been refreshing. I know most home team broadcasts, they can be a little homerish, favor the home team. But the Thunder take it way out of control with some of their TV talent and stuff like that. And it hasn't mattered who it's been. I'm not calling out any of the local people that are there now. It's been like that way since day one. People that don't even work for the Thunder anymore. It's obvious that's kind of how they do things. But not Antonio Daniels. This guy knows what he's talking about. Played in the league forever. Won a title with the San Antonio Spurs in 1999. And I want to play for you his analysis after the game. And Antonio's, you know, he's a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder organization. He's close to this. And I think a lot of things he says needs to be said in the locker room. Let's take a listen.
When I played this game with passion. I did. So when I am passionate about something, I'm passionate about it. That's me. That's the way I am. That's the way I'm wired. With that being said, there comes a point where guys have to stop talking and start doing. And from the moment that this season began, guys have been saying all the right things. I'm willing to do whatever they need me to do. I understand it's about ball movement. I understand it's about player movement. And right now, this team is about talk. This team is about talk right now. They're not taking anything from the pregame or postgame press conferences and applying it to the floor. And the really, really good teams that I played for, there was something that we always had, whether it's in the huddle, in the locker room. When you go through lulls, somebody has to bring a spark. And I'm not talking about a spark of a dunk. I'm not talking about a spark of something that happens just on the floor. I'm talking about in general. So there are times where there are lulls and timeouts where there doesn't seem like there's something to be going on. We had guys in the huddle that were cursing other guys out. There has to be some energy and passion that comes from someone in timeouts after games, whether it's you going to the locker room and coaches are throwing stuff, because frustration brings these sort of things. This is your job. This is your livelihood. And as an athlete, when you are going through times like this, you are representing your community. You are representing your city. You are representing your organization. And it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing that teams continue to have their coming out games against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Dirk Nowitzki has been invisible all year. But then against the Oklahoma City Thunder, he looks like the Dirk Nowitzki of old. Yeah, Aaron Gordon has gotten the lab and he's worked on his game. 40 points and 13 rebounds? There comes a point where somebody on this roster has to take a hard foul, has to get a technical foul, has to get thrown out of a game, has to show some sort of emotion and some sort of passion that will trickle down the line to everyone else. You cannot continue to go out every game and just talk about doing the right things, not do the right things, and expect a different result. Yeah, that's not the way professional sports works.
Oh, boy. Well done, Antonio Daniels. A lot to talk about there. First, he's so right on about this team being all about talk so far. What did we hear from Russ, from Melo, from Paul George? All we heard was, you know, we're going to make this thing work. We're going to sacrifice. We're going to play for one another. And all we've seen is them fending for themselves. All they've done is play into the narratives that everyone that was a detractor on this team coming into this season, they've played right into those hands. Carmelo's a ball hog, only shoots ISO shots, only takes long twos. Check. Paul George, not a winning player, made Indiana worse. I've gotten so many tweets from people from Indiana that are just like trying to rub it in, trying to say, Paul George, he stinks. So clearly he didn't play that well in Indiana towards the end, and he's playing like that now. Russell Westbrook has played nowhere near the MVP caliber level we've seen from him. So they're playing right into the hands of all the detractors, and they're playing opposite of how they've been talking. I totally agree with Antonio, because they keep saying they know the issues at hand here, and they keep saying they're going to do this, this, or this, and they come out and it's the same game every time. Everyone who's watched this team can tell exactly what the issues are, exactly what they're doing wrong, and they do it time and time and time again. And I want to talk more about this in just a second, but first let's hear from one of our sponsors. Okay, Antonio Daniels. Again, he was spot on, and I think he's really hitting on the head that this is a players' league. Coaches coach, yes, there's good coaches, there's bad coaches. They have impact on winning games, absolutely. And I'm not absolving Billy Donovan, who we'll talk about in a second. But this is a players' league, man. Like, guys got to make plays. They have to play the right way. It's not as if Billy Donovan's saying, you know what, I'm going to roll the ball out there. You guys take the first shot available. And I keep going back to that Golden State Warriors game, which feels like it was 2 months ago. You know, it wasn't that long ago. What happened there? Russell Westbrook totally engaged on offense and defense. Everyone's super engaged, super focused, playing lights out defense, hustling, closing out, doing all the little things they don't do on a nightly basis, moving the basketball. Granted, they hit a few more threes, which I'll grant you. They hit a few more long-range shots that simply just are not dropping right now on top of the bad offense. But they got to the rim. They got to the free throw line. Coming into this game, they only shot 21 free throws in their previous two games. They shot 26. No, they shot 30 tonight. That's an improvement on, obviously, than what they have been doing. But you saw a completely different team. Now, is that Billy Donovan, like, being some great tactician in that Golden State game? Absolutely not. It's the players playing, man. At some point, they got to take ownership of this. I thought Russell Westbrook had some really good things to say afterwards. He said, this starts with me. I got to be the one to turn this around. And he's absolutely right. Because the narrative that Russ is a bad teammate and a bad leader, there's only one way to correct that. That's what people are saying nationally. I had a dude from the Big League, the Jason McIntyre guy, quote tweet one of my tweets and just call out Russ. Say he's a bad leader, bad guy, bad teammate. And I don't agree with that. But that's the narrative right now. And he needs to make this work between him and Paul George and Carmelo. Maybe it can't. Maybe all three are just, their usage rates are just way too high. It just doesn't work. I'm not ready to say that yet. I'm ready to see this team play like they did against Golden State. I mean, they're at a real crossroads here, just as far as players go. Obviously, Billy Donovan, we need to talk about him too. He's going to be under fire now. I mean, the temperature is way up. His hot seat is getting hotter but with each loss. There's no doubt about it. And you can't fire the players. You can talk all you want about trading Carmelo, trading Paul George. They're all in, man. They've pushed their chips to the center of the table. They're trying to win now with this core. And if you keep losing, and if I'm the Thunder ownership, that's what really will make things change. That's what really will happen with the Thunder, is if the ownership group looks at, okay, we're paying a $140 million luxury tax this year on top of a $130 million salary. The Thunder could become the first NBA team in history to spend $300 million combined on salary and luxury tax. Think about that. You think the Thunder owners are ready to do that for a team that's got a losing record? For a team that, if they keep losing, is in risk of missing the playoffs? I don't think so. So, they're going to want a new coach. Whether that's fair to Billy Donovan or not, that's reality. And I thought Billy talked a lot after the game about his vision, trying to get the players to understand his vision. He basically said, the players are not listening to me. It was clear as day. You can go back and listen to his post-game comments on the broadcast. I don't have those with me right here. But he basically said, you know, first half, 14 assists. Second half, you know, three. Like, one pass shot is another thing he said. And he's right. I mean, it's not as if basketball is a very simple game. I have a very hard time imagining Billy Donovan saying, not telling this team to move the basketball, get easy shot. Just look at Orlando. They scored 120 points, 121, and it was easy. Two or three passes, wide open look, bang. It's not that complicated. And the Thunder just, for whatever reason, make basketball look like the most difficult game on earth. They're so inefficient on offense. They take so many long twos and mid-range shots that are just low percentage shots. That's another thing Billy Donovan said. We're just taking a lot of low percentage shots, and that's true. And they're missing a lot. But as much as I think Billy Donovan's a good coach, and I think he's proven that over his tenure at Oklahoma City, This falls at his feet. This is on him. I mean, he's going to be the fall guy if this keeps happening. And the Thunder are at an absolute crossroads here with two games coming up against the Spurs and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I don't know if they're going to turn it around. I thought they were going to turn it around about a month ago, honestly. I thought, obviously, the Golden State game was a big moment you thought would lead to greater things. It obviously has not happened. It's only been 20 games. I'm not going to say the Thunder are going to make any changes until Christmas. I think Christmas is a real barometer. I think that's the real dip the toe in the water litmus test. We'll have to see where their record's at then. Now, if they keep free falling like this, maybe it won't last till Christmas. But the Thunder did shoot 6 of 34 from the field on shots between the restricted area and the three-point line. That's horrendous offense and execution. Ennis Kanter says he'd still pick the Thunder over any team in the West. I admire his optimism, but most of my optimism is gone. And again, I don't think they're as bad as they're playing. I really don't. For whatever reason, it's just not clicking. And to be honest with you, the effort in which the Thunder are playing right now tells me that they're not all that interested in playing for Billy Donovan. So again, is it Billy's fault? I don't think so. I mean, he's not done a great job, obviously. But to me, it looks like a team not listening to their coach. And at that point, you have to hire a new coach that they'll listen to, right? I mean, if they're not listening to their coach, you got a problem. You got a huge problem. I don't know if Antonio Daniels wants to coach, but he said a lot of things that locker room needs to hear. Don't talk about it, be about it. And Thunder at a huge crossroads. They lose to the hapless Magic, 121-108. And that's the thing. Things do not get any easier. They got two home games. They've lost seven games in a row on the road. They have two home games, but they're against Minnesota and the San Antonio Spurs. People are already panicking in the streets in Oklahoma City. If they lose those two, it's gonna get real interesting. I suggest they start winning some games, or else all is not well in Thunderland. So, once again, Thunder lose to the Orlando Magic. This has been the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm your host. Before we get out of here, I'd like to thank Print for sponsoring the podcast. Again, go to prnt.co, print.co. They'll hook you up with all your apparel needs. You can make hats, cups, banners, whatever you want to make with your own logo on it. You can also order your own t-shirts as well. Obviously, they have a really cool monthly t-shirt deal for the Oklahoma City basketball logos, the cool stuff that you see around Chesapeake Energy Arena. Just 10 bucks a month. You can't even buy a t-shirt for 10 bucks anymore. You can't. They all cost at least 20, 25, 30, especially the cool ones that you see around town. For 10 bucks, I'll send you one first week of every month. That's for subscribers only. And again, use the Locked On, all caps, no space. Locked On is the shipping code or promo code. Gets you free shipping, so check that out as well. Again, this is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Carson Cunningham. Thunder at a real tailspin, a real free fall. We'll see if they can break out of it. I would suggest, before we go, one more suggestion. Billy Donovan, he also is, it seems to be, he's tinkering with lineups. I think he's trying just everything in the book to get this team to play. I would suggest putting Alex Abrines in the starting lineup. I know Andre Robertson played pretty well against Orlando. He had 11 points. The only plus minus of any player, the only positive plus minus of any player at plus one. I just think Alex Abrines could kind of space the floor for their offense. Their offense is a real slog right now. Not much space, not much room to operate. I would tinker and put Alex Abrines in the starting lineup. I'd put Carmelo on the bench. I know he wouldn't like it, but dude, you're 8-12. Sit down. Be humble. Those are two suggestions I would make. So let's see if Billy Donovan makes them, and let's see if they can turn this thing around against the Minnesota Timberwolves on Friday. Again, this is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Carson Cunningham. We'll talk to you next time.